winning starts here, right now.
1, 2, 3, all the facts have been placed on the table. You know, all the discussions have taken place.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You won't be the first pick in the draft?
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Wow. Quarterback,
Oklahoma. Denzel Ward.
Whoa.
Ohio State.
And we have prepared for this draft, and let's get to the field now.
Anybody notice what it said when you drove in this morning? Winning starts here.
You can write it down.
Winning starts here. It's where it starts. Starts today. Starts right now. This morning, 8:02 a.m. or whatever time you walked in this building, that's when the work started. That's when the journey now starts. And where it ends, the men in this room are going to determine how it ends and where it ends. John Dorsey and his team of personnel and our coaching staff made some decisions to put some other guys on the football team. That was part of it. That's part of it. And the men are here now. They're here to help get this organization to where it needs to be. And the guys that are returning understand what we need to do as a group to get to where we need to be. I think that's really important. Very important. Understanding what we're chasing and what we're about.
Be great on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Be great.
Today they come in as teammates, but at the end of training camp they leave as family. That's how important this thing is, because we're all in this thing together. It starts with the leadership within that locker room, and that's who's going to help drive this thing, and they understand the task at hand. I think they're up for it.
Mindset is to win, and not hoping to win is expecting to win. So for us, it all comes down to preparation. So the more that we do that, the more that we are together, the better.
It's definitely key to get everyone on the same page, building as much chemistry as possible, especially when you have guys coming from different teams, different backgrounds, just trying to learn each other on a personal level. That way, when we go out there and compete, it's a lot easier for guys to go out there and compete for one another.
Man, we got Tank here, the magician. Like, come on, man. Y'all want to see magic? Hey, Tank. Watch this, Tank. He got it.
Oh, killing him.
Hold on.
I'm excited, man. It's a new energy in the building. You know, everybody is just building that chemistry right now. The players that just got on board, they're bought all in. I like the energy that they bring into the team.
Hey, get my dog on. You already know.
Let's get it, man. And you just feel a whole new swag about the team. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Let's work on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Work. Tomorrow is the gate that leads to winning. What does that mean? Kirko, what does that mean? What does it mean? How does that hit you?
I look at it as like narrowing your vision.
Narrow your vision.
Block out everything that's on the left, right, and you look at that vision.
Absolutely. Don't get caught up in things that don't matter. What does it mean to you, Joel?
There's a small path to get to where you want to get, which is winning for us, and mm-hmm. we have to do the things right to get to that path.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. What they both said is absolutely dead on. There's certain things we got to do to get to winning, and we all have to understand that.
Now it's time to turn some of that hard work over into wins, and I think to a man, I think they get that. It's time for winning. You know, something I said to him the other day, being very honest, you know, we've been through it. for the last 2 years, and it has been tough, and it's been tough on all involved, our fans and everybody, but I see brighter days ahead for the Cleveland Browns organization.
All the facts have been placed on the table. You know, all the discussions have taken place.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
You won't be the first pick in the draft?
We're the first pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns select.
First day of the draft. All the plannings has taken place. All the facts have been placed on the table. You know, all the discussions have taken place. It's being in the moment of the draft and being able to analyze those facts as they unfold. You begin to see trends take place within that specific draft year. You will sit back and just hope it works the way that you think it's going to work. Don't get emotional because everybody's had a chance to say their say. And at the end of the day, it's an organizational pick. I mean, we're all going to be in this thing together, and we move forward in like-mindedness.
What will the Browns do first overall? Will it be Baker Mayfield? Will it be Sam Darnold?
A winner. That's all we're taking is a winner.
So I'm going to say Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield at one.
Take Mayfield, though.
Baker Mayfield first pick.
Baker.
Yeah. Baker. Baker.
Show me one.
We go Mayfield all the way.
Cleveland! No stopping us, Baker Mayfield!
All day, number one. This year, they'll get it right.
But we ain't losing today. That's the point. We're not losing today.
You can feel it. And I feel it.
So right now, all eyes are on the Cleveland Browns. They have to get it right. Pressure on John Dorsey, the new GM, to nail this pick. They passed on so many quarterbacks. They got to get this right. They got to get the right quarterback.
All right, guys, ready to go?
So if you're ready, are you ready? Let's get it started. The 2018 NFL Draft is now officially open. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
This board for 3 days, boys. Here. Dan, how are we doing?
5 minutes.
Baker. Mr. Dorsey, how are you? I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I got you on speakerphone here. You won't be the first pick in the draft?
Yeah, sir.
Huh?
Yeah, sir.
Well, buddy boy, I want you to get excited here because I'm going to put the card in here and we're going to take you here with the first pick in the draft.
We're the first pick in the 2018 NFL Draft. The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Wow. It is Baker Mayfield.
The Heisman Trophy winner out of Oklahoma is the first overall pick in this draft.
I love Mayfield. Good pick. Good pick.
Here's a guy that wins football games, tremendous accuracy. Obviously, the guy was the best college quarterback this year by far, in our opinion. And we felt very comfortable as a coaching staff and as a personnel staff that this was the guy for us.
The dog pound is out. The Cleveland Browns are there. They got their quarterback, Baker Mayfield. What's the next piece of the puzzle? They've got some offensive weapons already. They've got their quarterback. Will they go defense now? Cleveland, here we go again.
You got it.
Denzel, hey, it's Brian with the Browns. I'm going to hand the phone to John Dorsey.
Denzel?
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. You want to be the fourth pick in the draft?
Yes, sir.
Guess what?
Congratulations. We're gonna take you here. Are you good with that?
Yes, sir.
With the fourth pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, the Cleveland Browns select Denzel Ward.
Whoa.
Defensive back, Ohio State.
Whoa. Okay, so another surprise from the Browns.
They fit a need with a big-time athlete. Wow.
OSU, baby. OSU.
Welcome home, baby.
Denzel Ward, best corner in the draft.
OSU! We got Denzel Ward, best Browns draft ever. I think we all agree.
Best Browns draft ever, baby.
Okay, Denzel, you heard Hugh Jackson talk about what he told you when you're here and what I told you is here. Now it's time.
I couldn't be happier in the position we are right now with regards to the acquisition of these two players moving forward.
I mean, we're very excited to add two really good football players to our team. When you talk about Denzel Ward, you're talking about one of the best corners, pure corners in this draft.
I like the ability of him being able to play in this defense where we need shutdown corners, because Greg really wants some more shutdown corners, and this was the right player to have it for.
To me, it's great. It's another challenge.
It's crazy just growing up here and being able to go play at Ohio State under Coach Meyer, and then now being here with the Cleveland Browns. It's like a childhood dream.
Good day prepared. We're going to meet with a couple of coaches and GMs and ownership, and got a little treat for you tonight at the Indians game. So everybody's excited. Get to meet everybody. Get to see the city. Welcome to the family.
Appreciate it.
Congrats to you.
Thank you.
It's your mom?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Hi. How are you?
Jack. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
That's my brother.
How you doing?
Look
at that handshake.
How are you, Coach? See you.
So I had my visit here, so it wasn't like I was just brand new, like, oh, this is where I'm going to be. But as soon as I saw Coach Jackson at the front door, that was it. That was kind of that moment. I was like, wow, this is actually happening, so it's a blessing.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling, but you know, I never really knew. I didn't know where I was going to go.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad to be here.
I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, so it's crazy just growing up here and being able to go play at Ohio State under Coach Meyer, and then now being here with the Cleveland Browns. It's like a childhood dream.
Were you surprised?
I was a little bit. A little bit.
You could tell when you were here that we were playing.
I know. Yeah, a lot of teams express a lot of interest, but you just never really knew, never really know.
Yeah, but we're really, really excited.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
really
we're fired up. You
Me
ready
too.
To go?
I'm ready to get to work.
Good.
Ready to go.
That's outstanding.
Thank you.
Well, it's a big day. Big day for your mom and your brother. Big day.
Definitely.
Yeah, your dad would be proud of you, right?
Yeah, he would.
Yeah.
Perfect. What do you think of the number?
I guess I'll stick with six.
Six?
Never really picked it. They just gave it to me, so.
Well, I mean, if you want to see what's open, we can, or if you just want to stick with what works.
What is open?
Lead roster. Decisions.
I haven't picked a jersey since high school.
I was always number 11.
I gotta go six. I have to.
All right. I mean, do you want to take a few days?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Right. All right. Right. Let's now.
Six.
With it. Done
six.
Deal.
That's it.
Let's happen.
That's it. Hey, everybody.
Thank you. Get your workout in?
Last night was a late night.
Yeah.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be safe, man.
This is your new home for a while.
Absolutely.
We're excited to have you here. Again, obviously,
first pick in the draft.
You knew it, didn't you?
I had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I had a feeling.
The day I met you, when we spent that time in Norman, after the workout, and you're going to ask Mr. Haslam, I told him, that's my guy. That's the guy I want. He said, okay, let's be sure. We kept flying, so on the plane, right, he said, you sure? That's the guy I want.
You know, we didn't draft you just to draft you. We drafted you because we need you to be successful. You're part of the future and the tradition and everything that's going to happen here for years to come. So this is going to be a good thing for all of us.
I'll be all excited over here. I'll just sit in a chair.
Hey, Coach Williams, it's on now, buddy.
No.
Yeah. Hey, it's on now, buddy. You better believe it.
No, and the fact that he might get help from Todd, but it ain't going to help.
You know that saying you have?
We're going to see.
What's that saying that you have? Come what?
Get some. Come get some.
Yeah, it is another part.
I'm going to get more than just some.
My family and I have been through so much, and my family did so much for me, and for them to share this experience with me, and it was an exciting time. We enjoyed it, and I'm blessed to be here with the Cleveland Browns.
My journey is just now starting. I'm not satisfied. I haven't played it down yet, so moving forward, you set big goals in the future, but you got to work and accomplish small ones along the way.
I love baseball. Look at this. Just break off a 12-6. And just throw a circle change real quick.
The Browns, first round picks from Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward.
Did you play baseball in high school?
I did. I didn't pitch, though.
Shortstop
and third.
All right, so you should be able to get it to the plate. Denzel, you got any plans? You ran track, right?
Yeah, I ran track.
So when's the last time you threw a baseball?
I played T-ball. That was probably the last time. So I was like 3 years old.
Oh, yeah. Right over the two, right?
Over the two lines?
Yeah.
Throw a knuckleball.
Last year we had three of you guys.
Really?
This year we only have two.
Just remember you have a little bit of a lengthy intro, so don't toss your pitches until the intro is complete.
Okay.
All right. You're throwing to him.
All right, guys, go ahead.
You're going to throw to me.
I'm going to throw a heater.
Yep.
All right,
I'm
getting loose.
I'm going to try to catch it.
Yeah, they'll boo me out of here.
And O'Carroll and Josh Tomlin.
Ready? Three.
Congratulations.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
Congrats, guys.
Thank you. Almost just sailed across the backside.
Is that close to me? It looked like it was coming.
It
up.
Hit like a right here.
Hey, made it. Hey, mom, bounce. That's a harder than a
little. You can't tell. It looked good.
To think that I'm being able to play football as a job, that's unbelievable. To me, it's great. It's another challenge. It's something that I love to go work for it, and something I can just focus on and be dedicated. So for me, it's great. It's another, you know, thing to see what I'm made of.
Nick Chubb, running back, Georgia.
We're very excited to make you a Cleveland Brown.
Chad at 6'5", 275 pounds. We think he's a guy who can contribute right away.
No, he'll understand what it means to be a Cleveland Brown.
The Cleveland Browns select
Austin Corbett.
Austin, congratulations. Now, Joel taught you how to football. Now he's going to teach you some more. Now you get to line up next to him. How about that?
Nick Chubb, running back, Georgia.
Nick, how you doing? We're very excited to make you a Cleveland Brown.
I like those guys like you that can score from anywhere on the field. You're right up my alley.
Chad Thomas, defensive end, Miami.
Excited about having you coming in, fellas. Excited about that.
Chad at 6'5", 275 pounds. We think he's a guy who can contribute right away.
Antonio Callaway.
Wow.
Okay, folks, now.
I'm very excited to get a guy of this caliber and his talent. You know, he'll understand what it means to be a Cleveland Brown.
Jannard Avery, linebacker from Memphis.
Hey, buddy, I can't tell you how excited I am for you to come here to be a Brown.
You got to be a great teammate and come in here wanting to win.
Damian Bradley, wide receiver, Texas A&M.
Yeah, you had a good visit here, right? When we talked about it all works out, so I'm excited to have you to be a Cleveland Brown. I know you're excited.
Simeon Thomas, defensive back, Lafayette.
From a planning standpoint, we hit the mark on almost every player we actually picked, and I couldn't be more excited than for everybody from the coaching staff to the analytics department to the personnel staff for all their hard work, because without the group as one, this would never happen.
Well, I think what I'm most excited about is getting the players here. And for our players to see the type of athletes that we put on this team, I think it's going to be exciting for them, too. We're very excited to have Baker and what he's going to do for our organization. To watch John walk down the hall and get him on the phone, and just to hear his family in the background, and just to hear him being kind of choked up, I think that's why you do it. You know, these guys, this is going to change his life, and he's going to be the future of our organization. But I'm sure these young men, there's some anxiety. They're going to walk in this building. They have a lot to prove. We've made all the guys understand you got to earn the right to be here. You know, it's one thing to draft you. It's another thing to earn the right to be in that locker room, to wear our jersey. There's a lot of great football ahead for this organization, and we just got to get these players up to speed.
It's exciting, and I'm excited for the fans. And the fans should be excited as well, because we have some really quality football players that are going to help in any given season, and that's really what I look forward to as these guys gel together and begin to form the nucleus of who the 2018 Cleveland Browns are going to be.